You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What are your expectations for Shedeur Sanders against the Bills? 77% of votes right now saying bounce back game. 23% in Coinlito saying more of the Bears game. We also have Cavs. Is it a must-win game tonight? I don't know. I do know that Zach Lowe, I'm now rhyming again. Mm. This is really getting me here today. Both of us are rhyming randomly. It's a little fun. But Zach Lowe saying the Cavs are at DEFCON 1, which I've been assured is not good.
And it's not great. Everyone wants to talk about the Cavs in the past like 24 hours. Bill Simmons came out with a trade idea.
I think we're picking over the corpse.
We got Darius Garland going for Chris Middleton.
Okay, that's drugs. Don't do drugs, Bill. You're too smart.
I think
for
drugs
that.
Are the only thing keeping him going at this point.
Well, he does live in L.A.
Everyone does drugs in L.A.
That's a snowy town.
I'm California sober. Okay.
Doesn't matter what
right.
decade.
It still
doesn't matter.
Drugs.
It doesn't matter who's there, who's not there. Snow will always be bountiful in L.A.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun place to live.
Okay, easy, easy there, Pablo Escobar.
No, for the weather. Yeah. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Geez, you know me. I'm straight edge at this point.
Yeah, okay. That's what I think of when I think of you.
Yeah.
Now, anyways, Locked On Cavs, Danny Cunningham, longtime Cavs beat reporter, now joining us on the Fan Hotline. Danny, welcome back to the show. Two questions. Do you expect a bounce back game or more of the Bears game for Shedeur Sanders on Sunday against the Bills? And is DEFCON 1 as bad as it sounds for the Cavs?
I do not expect a bounce back game for Shedeur Sanders against the Bills.
Later.
I think that it's tough to, man, this weather is not going to be advantageous for him. I think it's going to be tough going against a playoff team. I just don't expect a lot. And I think that the Browns right now are in a really bad place in a lot of areas that is not necessarily my expertise right now, but I just don't think things are very good. And I think DEFCON 1 sounds really bad. I don't know that I'm quite there with the Cavs. I might be closer to DEFCON 2, maybe DEFCON 2.5. But things are not pleasant. I can tell you that much. Like, this is not the most fun anyone has ever had watching the Cavs play basketball.
A DEFCON 1 is the highest alert. It is a catastrophic destruction imminent or underway. Nuclear war is happening.
What about DEFCON 2.5?
We're in between 2 and 3 there. 2 is next step to nuclear war. So that's not even great. Danny, yeah. If you're somewhere in between next step to nuclear war and number 3, which is increased force readiness with the Air Force ready to mobilize in 15 minutes.
I always increase my force readiness. That's how I live.
It sounds like you're ready for this Cavs team to implode.
I think that I'm closer to 3. Like, I don't think that we are close to an implosion. I think that we, because this has been, like, there's no way to say that this has been good. It has not been. The Cavs, I think, have been the second most disappointing team in basketball. They've been incredibly underwhelming. Like, it's just been all bad so far. But it's also been 28 games. Like, we're also still early in this. The Cavs have not had their full roster. Nobody wants to hear about the injury stuff. Like, I get it, that the team's not playing hard enough. The effort level is not what it needs to be. And injuries absolutely do not excuse that. Like, there's no reason the Cavs should be playing the level of basketball they are. But I also think that there are some things that are influenced by injuries that have maybe been, like, you know, that domino meme where it's like one thing causes the next thing and then you end up at DEFCON 1.
Did you just describe dominoes to us, Danny?
No,
he said meme, though. He said meme.
Oh, that's totally different.
Dominoes. No, I know dominoes. You hear dominoes and you just think pizza, Nick. Like, that's not what we're talking about.
I just
about
got an order in. It's called Hot and Ready, or is that another place?
No, that's another place. Domino has the tracker, man. Come on. I thought you would know this stuff.
I know pizza. I know food. Where it comes from? I just know where it goes.
I do like at Domino's, though, when you show up with that tracker and it's like it's got 6 minutes left. I do think that's a feature other restaurants should have.
I agree with that. It's very, very helpful.
I think,
not that it's my favorite of the chain places, but that is a very nice feature.
I think we should have one of those in Coitus. I think it would nice to have a tracker. Right? Yeah, I do.
Just a sign above the headboard of the bed.
Yeah.
It's, well, three minutes.
It's not for me.
No, it just one just knows. It just it's not for you.
Yeah.
Now I'm picking out your positions in the bedroom too.
I'm going wherever.
Why did this start at 25 seconds?
I'm going because it's an honest tracker. All right, we don't lie about the tracker, Mac. Danny, any thoughts on that?
Given how quickly the tracker would have to update for you, I don't think there's a point. The other end of it, totally get, absolutely think that makes sense. But like, if you need the tracker, I'd be very surprised.
No. I know exactly when things are going to happen.
It also puts it in DEFCONs for other people to figure out faster.
What was DEFCON 1 again?
Yeah, we're immobilizing. No, it's imminent. It's imminent. It's underway.
Guys,
it's underway.
I'm in the bedroom. I'm already immobilized. So, Danny, getting back to the Cavaliers here.
You know there's some general at some point through the history of time that has used his the bedroom to go ahead and be like, we hit DEFCON 2.
And we're about a minute and a half away from DEFCON 1. So get it going.
Can I get a read on this? Are we at DEFCON 4? Are we increased readiness?
He's talking to the radio guy?
Yeah, he's got to figure it out. He's got to. Where are we at in this DEFCON? I'm ready to go.
Let's get the whole team mobilized.
I'm ready to go.
Good Lord.
Give me to DEFCON 2.
So, Danny, people are hypothesizing that while people espouse things like injuries are the problem or it's this, that, the other, people are hypothesizing that it is actually much worse than that, that there's a deep fracture within the Cavs. I know where you're at DEFCON-wise, but I will ask you, how much of a chance is there that this is like something real that could end up maybe prematurely ending this iteration of the Cavs?
I mean, I think if this season continues down this path, that absolutely could be the case. Like, if this Cavs team continues to underwhelm and continues to not be good, then we'd be looking at change this summer. I have zeroed out about that. Like, this team cannot be the most expensive team in basketball by a wide margin and then just be around 500. That's not good enough. That's not worth the money that the Cavs are paying. And I think at that point, you absolutely would have to look at making changes that you would have to make. But I think it'd be short-sighted to really think about that right now. And like internally, I've been at a lot of games this year. I've been in the locker room after every game I've been at. Like, they're frustrated. I totally have seen that. But I don't see the sense that this is some broken group, right? Like, I've not gotten that from being in the locker room, from talking to people. I think it's a frustrated group. I think it's one that knows that it is much better than, or should be much better, I guess, than what their record is. They've got every chance in the world to still turn it around. Like, a team that is 15-13 by no means should be happy, but by no means is their season over either. And one example they've used lately is last season's Indiana Pacers, where the Pacers were 10-15. They were 13-15 through 28 games, and they finished with 50 wins and were, you know, an Achilles injury away from holding the trophy at the end of the year. I'm not going to say that is what is going to happen with the Cavs, but I also think that it would be a little silly right now to just say that the Cavs are finished, it's time to blow things up.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I just don't think that that's where we should be.
What has happened with DeAndre Hunter?
I think that confidence has been lost a little bit. I think that obviously the shooting is the biggest thing, and I think he has let that affect other parts of his game, and I think that has been something that has been a problem with the Cavs overall. Hunter this year, I think, is at 31% from beyond the arc. I don't have the exact figure right in front of me, but it's been bad and it's felt bad. And I think that has led to some slippage defensively. I think that some of the lineups that he's been in maybe haven't necessarily benefited him. I do think that at the start of the season, I expected his role to look a little bit different than it did in the way the Cavs were going to use him. And I wonder if that is something that maybe has led to this prolonged slump that he's in. I still think there's a good basketball player in there. Like, I don't look at him and just say, hey, you stink at basketball now. You're not the sixth man of the year candidate you were anymore. Like, I don't think that's the case, but he has to figure it out at some point soon for the Cavs. The Cavs have a lot of guys, I think, in that bucket, and he is probably the most high-profile guy right now that's going through this that's not been very clearly impacted by an injury.
Danny, what is more likely if the struggles persist? And again, these are two extremes. The Cavs trade one of the core four by the All-Star break, or Kenny Atkinson is replaced by the All-Star break?
I think the more likely thing is that one of the core four were to get dealt by the All-Star break. And to be clear, I don't think either of these things are likely, but if you're making me pick, that's the direction that I would go, because this core has been together for quite some time, right? Like, this is, I believe, the fourth season where that group has played together, and they have already changed coaches, right? Like, this is a group that hit its ceiling under J.B. Bickerstaff. I still contend that that was the right move to make when they let him go and hired Kenny Atkinson. I think that was the correct thing to do, but at a certain point, you need to look at the players that are playing, and it is a group of guys that I think is extremely talented, but they've not played to that talent level, and if things get worse, I think that is the direction that would be wise to go, because they've already tried it under a new coach, and at a certain point maybe you need to try and shake up the roster, which the Cavs have not really done. So that's the direction I would pick. However, I would not do either of those things, truthfully, because I think this is a long season and you need to let it breathe a little bit.
Yeah, and so you've established, obviously, where your thoughts are with this team for at least up until the trade deadline. But if Darius Garland does end up on the market and they are interested in moving him, what does that look like for the Cavs? What kind of return should we be thinking about? How does this play out?
Not a good one. And part of the reason why I feel the way I feel about the trade and stuff like this is the value on him right now in the open market would not be high. right? Like, and if you believe that this is who Darius Garland is just forever going to be, that he's not worth much in the trade market, then you're kind of screwed anyways. So I think that they'd be looking at not being able to get back a player nearly of his, like, any deal that would happen during the season, that if the Cavs were to move off of Darius Garland is going to be the best player in that trade. And I think if you're the Cavs and you're trading the best player away in a year where you went into it saying we should be able to win the championship this year, obviously that means things have gone very, very poorly. So I do think that while it's easy for some people to say, oh, they need to trade Darius, they need to trade Jarrett, like, you also have to look at what you would get back. And I have not seen deals out there that make the Cavs better or even a more complete basketball team right now by accomplishing that. If you get to the summer, I think things could change a little bit as far as that goes. But if you do this during the season, I just think it would not be a good outcome for anybody involved.
Danny, if this kind of goes the way it continues to go at the end of the season here, maybe you're a play-in team or a 500 team and you don't make the Eastern Conference Finals or the NBA Finals, how much of a chance do you think it is that Donovan decides, you know what, we tried it, didn't work, maybe I'm the odd man out?
I can't put a number on that. And everything I have heard from Donovan is that while he's frustrated, like, he's very committed to turning this around. And I think if that were the case at the end of the season, I think everything gets reevaluated, not only on his part, the Cavs' part. Like, I think that is kind of how you would have to go about things. Nobody certainly anticipated it looking like this. So I don't think that type of thing was in anybody's mind. But I think if this is a team that ends up in the play-in or ends up around 500 or comes up short, so wildly short, like, you know, if they were to lose in game 7 of the second round, would people be happy? No, but it would look different, feel different than losing in the play-in, which would be just an unbelievable failure. But I do think if they come up short again, everything on all sides should be reevaluated. And I can't put a number on the chances of that happening, but I can't rule it out either.
Danny, you're a gentleman. You're a scholar. We'll get that countdown put in there at some point here in the near future, and we appreciate you.
I wish you luck, and I feel bad for your wife.
I think everybody feels bad for my wife. I think that's just, you know, bless, you know what? Bless her heart. That's what people say. It's actually what people say in the South when it's actually really kind of a D thing to say.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, Danny.
You got it, guys.
Yeah, like, it takes you a while, but you live in the South for like six months and you're like, oh, you think I'm an idiot. That's basically what somebody's calling you.
Yeah, you never want to hear bless your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good. And at first you're like, oh, nice. That's like it's like almost like getting cowboy boots when you're in the South. It's like, all right, I finally made it. And they're like, no, they're insulting me. Mm. Not great.
You never want to be insulted in the South. Great stuff from Danny Cunningham there, Locked On Cavs on the Fan Hotline. I think we came up with a great idea there. We do have to get to his reaction or his thoughts on the Cavaliers and DEFCON 1 for the Cavaliers in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.